As was the case with other key aspects of his life, the young Pablo Picasso, who grew up and discovered the world in Malaga, also assimilated his father's enthusiasm for the most popular of Spanish art forms, flamenco singing. And José Ruiz Blasco's love of flamenco is hardly surprising, considering the fact that Malaga was at the time known as Málaga la Cantora, or the flamenco singing Malaga.
Picasso's father's keen interest in flamenco, and especially in the style known as Cantes de Levante, or Miner's Song, is corroborated in several biographies and in accounts given by members of the family. With his friends, he used to go to the different flamenco shows organized in Malaga's famous Cafés Cantantes, or singing cafes. One such establishment, the well-known Café de Chinitas, even provided the title for one of Federico García Lorca's poems.
A member of Picasso's circle of friends was Rafael Alberti. Alberti declared that Picasso loved flamenco and was always humming coplillas, above all old Andalusian verses about bullfighters, when he was with his closest friends. He also said that it was Picasso's experience of growing up in Malaga that had imbued him with admiration for flamenco singing, dancing, and guitar music.
To mark Picasso's 80th birthday, Spanish and international artists, including some of the leading figures in their different disciplines, took part in a number of events in the painter's honour held at different places in the south of France where he resided. A few days after the public celebrations, Picasso invited his Spanish friends to a more private party. Among those present were some of his favourite flamenco artists, including Antonio el Bailarín, Antonio the Dancer, who we can see in the photograph.
Picasso expressed his passion for flamenco artistically by incorporating the Spanish guitar into many of his works. He also expressed it through his work on the stage sets for the Ballet Russe, the ballet company created by Sergei Diaghilev in 1907, which between 1909 and 1929 caused a sensation throughout Europe with its tours. After the First World War, the company became interested in Spanish culture, and above all, in traditional Spanish music.
Diaghilev was introduced to Picasso in Paris by a mutual friend, Jean Cocteau, and he asked the painter to work with his company. Picasso agreed, and subsequently went on to design the stage set for the 1917 production Parade. This collaboration also resulted in two shows, in which the Ballet Russe included traditional Spanish popular music in their repertoire. One was Le Tricorne, an adaptation of Alarcón's Sombrero de Tres Picos, or Three-Cornered Hat, first performed in 1919, with music composed by Manuel de Falla and the stage set and wardrobe designed by Picasso. The other was Cuadro Flamenco in 1921. This production, in which the stage imitated a flamenco bar, exalted flamenco music and dancing. The set and wardrobe were again designed by Picasso himself. You have now come to the end of your tour of the Picasso Birthplace Museum, but your ticket can now be used to visit the Fundación Picasso Málaga Temporary Exhibition Room, where an audio guide service is also available. To visit the Temporary Exhibition Room, please go to number 13 in Plaza de la Merced. Please remember to drop off your audio guide at the exit. Thank you.